It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tom Cruise can see his daughter Suri up to 10 days a month, but chooses not to. A source says every person is allowed to see their child if they want to in like Scientology or whatever, but he kind of just chooses not to because she's not a Scientologist. So him and Katie Holmes married in 2006. They split in 2012. Katie blindsided Tom, obviously, by filing for divorce, talking about how in the divorce papers, like, he hasn't even been seen with her in forever. He never hangs out with her. He hasn't even been photographed with her since 2013. Someone that's a former editor-in-chief of this magazine who is a critic of Scientology, it's called The Village Voice, they talked about how Katie Holmes probably signed some non-disclosure agreement saying that she didn't want anything bad having to do with Scientology around their daughter. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted primary custody, and then just that she wanted Suri to stay away from him. And so he probably is just like, fine, whatever, and then just hasn't made any effort to see her.
I don't understand, like, whatever religion would be for people that you wouldn't want to see your kids. Like, I feel like that's something, especially as a father, you would have to see your daughter no matter what.
Yeah, isn't
that
awful?
Yeah, that sucks.
The bodyguard hired to protect Kim Kardashian West just before she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris is being sued 2 years after the incident. His name is Pascal Duvier, and the company he worked for, Protect Security, those are who the two people are, him and the company, those are who are being sued by her insurance company. So it's not actually Kim that's doing the suing. It's the company that was her insurance company, and they're suing for $6.1 million, which is the amount the insurance company paid Kim for the stolen jewelry that was taken at gunpoint at the Paris Hotel in 2016. He left the hotel room, followed Courtney and Kendall to a nearby club, leaving Kim totally without security. The lawsuit claims that there were a number of security breaches in the hotel that the bodyguard failed to correct. Among other things, the front gate to the courtyard of the hotel was missing a lock. There was an intercom to the door that wasn't functioning, things that the bodyguard should have flagged.
Rich people problems.
Right? Misha Barton, this is so random, is joining the cast of The Hills reboot. The OC actress confirmed that she's joining The Hills New Beginnings on her Instagram account yesterday. Sources say her appearance on the MTV reality show is going to document her comeback. Heidi Montag, Spencer Pratt, Stephanie Pratt, and Whitney Poor, and some more are set to appear on the show. And then this is really cute. So there was this girl named Malia Emma. She's 7 years old. She surprised a crowd at this recent LA Galaxy soccer game and did like a super powerful rendition of the national anthem. Well, CNN had her on and she just starts belting out Christina Aguilera. And I mean, this girl goes in. It is so cute.
I am a fighter and I ain't gonna stop. There is no turning back. I've heard it
So cute.
It's like
great?
Now, Emma, we want to know what you think about the Kavanaugh confirmation. Tell us. Tell us.
I am a fighter.
You got to know your crowd, right? You got to play to your crowd.
Coming up after 7:15, Drake has a brand new single. This celebrity is the new Harley Quinn, and one of your favorite celebrity couples is back together.